are you and what brings you down here today?
My name is Mike Casper. I'm currently with GRG Playscapes as project manager. This is my sixth time at the GSCM, having hosted the inaugural GSCM at Highland Community School. And I'm just here to support the community and see all my old friends and do some networking and really continue to push this change in our city.
What kind of work does GRG do?
GRG is a natural playground company, and we build not your average playground. It is truly a playground revolution, and if you think of all the plastic and steel you typically see, that's not what we're doing. We're much more of a ropes course type layout. We're using black locust primarily as our building material, and then we incorporate rocks and other net form to really transform the way play spaces are used.
And you're involved in some of the Milwaukee schoolyards.
Absolutely, yeah. We are doing portions of five of the playscapes this year that have been, the projects this year.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. What have you learned from doing that, both in terms of like what works at schoolyards and like how this scales?
Right. Well, scale is an interesting question because really kind of being the first one to kick the door down at Highland, I sort of always knew it was going to be scalable, but I wondered how disruptive to, you know, protocol and process that was going to be on a larger scale. And so I'd hoped it would be scalable. You know, as a permaculturist, we're always looking for scale. And it turns out it is quite scalable. And I think that's really great.
Cool. What are the lessons that others can learn from, like, what GRG does? What it means to have a non-steel and asphalt surface for kids to engage with, both at schools and in other contexts? Like,
yeah.
How important is that?
It's so important. It's the most important. I think that when you look at how we got to where we're getting away from currently, right? The status quo of playgrounds, you've got this sea of asphalt, and there's nothing good about that. In no possible iteration is there anything good about that. You've got a hard surface that's not fun, that's basically creating a heat desert, that's got all this hard surface runoff, so you're not doing great water management. All these things are negatives, right? In transforming that space even to lawn, right? You've got now a permeable surface that's not just softer and more inviting and more welcoming to the user, but you've also got restoration happening to your environment. You're restoring that water table. You're creating habitat for nature. You know, I think we tend to forget we're part of that ecosystem. And by creating more natural play spaces, playscapes, and schoolyards, we are returning to that circle.
Very cool. Last question. How did you come to this direction in your life? Like, how did this evolve?
Permaculture. 100% permaculture. I was at a point in my life where I was in a position and I didn't see any upwards, forwards movement, and I was starting to see green infrastructure. It wasn't even a buzzword yet, right? I didn't know what green infrastructure was. But I'm like, what are these things in the middle of roads? These water things. What's happening here? And so I started to explore that. And at that time, this is like 2010, at that time, there was a lot of focus on LEED, right? And that's architectural, and that's great. I love LEED. I love the initiatives. But unlike LEED, for green infrastructure, there was no clear career path, no coursework, no this is how you get there. So I just made it my mission to figure out how to get myself there. And permaculture seemed to be the quickest answer to that. So yeah, permaculture was ultimately my like really biggest sort of resource in terms of becoming knowledgeable in this.
Cool. Let me take your picture.
Yeah.